Thank you for calling Apex Health. My name is Joseph. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Joseph. I just spoke to you a few minutes ago about placing an order. And I'm calling back to place that order.
Okay. I will be happy to assist you today.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
what
able
would you like to place
to
an order for today, ma'am?
Okay. Yeah, we were talking about the two bottles of Alive Again and the one bottle of the Aloe Apex capsule.
Okay.
Yes, so I got my account rearranged so I can order that.
I've been on the other calls before you called.
I know,
back,
I
ma'am.
Know.
I remember now. I had to give the old brain a second to remember. I apologize.
That's okay. I understand. I know you have other calls. Yeah, but I got that rearranged, so now I want to place that order.
Well, look at us. We got back on the same phone with each other. That's a good thing.
I know. I tell you.
Timed it just right.
I tell you, God, it's so good.
Okay. So I have two.
Okay.
I have two of the Alive Agains, one of the Aloe Apex in the order.
Yes.
That brings your subtotal to the $129.95 after coupons and free shipping applies. Your total is $97.45 is what it's showing.
Oh, $97.45. Okay. Well, what was the $75? That was for a different arrangement.
Huh?
Well, it was $29.95 for the capsules and $33.75 each for
that's after
for
the coupons are apply. Yeah, you're saving $22.50 on the Live Again and then $10 on the Aloe Apex. So that's after the coupons mm-hmm. are applied to the order.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's your total. $97.45 would be the total after all that's applied. Yep. If you're wanting to get one bottle of each, then it would be after the coupons apply and shipping's applied, $78.67 is what it's after just for one bottle. But you said you wanted two bottles, correct?
Uh-huh, yes.
So you want two bottles
so
of the Alive Again and then one bottle of the Aloe Apex. So the total for that after all the coupons apply to everything and free shipping's applied to the order, it's $97.45. I apologize. I said 96. My apologies. I misread it. So it's $97.45 is the grand total after all your coupons are applied to the order.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I got that figure.
What was the figure you were showing? Yeah, no.
$75
No.
That must have been for something else, yeah.
That must have been for something else, you know. The only amount it would have come close to $75 would be the $78.65 for one bottle each. You know, so you're wanting two bottles of the Alive Again and one of the Aloe Apex?
Yes.
Okay. So your total will be $97.45.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still, you still want to proceed with that, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Just
yes,
making sure.
Aloe
just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I will proceed to checkout process. I'm going to need the first and last name on the order, please.
Okay. That's Yasmin Mitchell. And the first name is spelled Yasmin. And the last name is Mitchell with two L's.
Can you spell Mitchell for me, please?
Sure. It's M-I-T-C C-H-E-L-L.
Okay. And can I have the spelling of the first name? I've never heard Yasmin, and I want to make sure I got that entered correctly. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've heard of Jasmine. not Yasmin. Okay. So I want to make sure I have it down correctly. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay. Yasmin.
Yasmin. I like an igloo. N.
Yes.
Okay.
Yasmin. Yasmin Mitchell.
That's so close. I misspelled it. Let me correct that. Okay, so I have Yasmin, like an igloo.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And can I have no E and no A, just the
no
I. Okay, and then can I have the street address, please?
Okay, it's 824 Yuma Street, and that's Yuma Street,
okay. Is that a
and
house or an apartment?
Apartment 308.
So apartment number signed in 308, correct?
Yes.
Is that how it's written? Okay. Mm-hmm. Each apartment's differently. They say no number sign, mm-hmm. just the numbers. I'll put a letter, you know, just making sure. I got that for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the city, please.
Colorado Springs.
Spell that, please.
Colorado, C-O-L-O-R-A-D-O.
Okay, and Springs is a separate word, correct? S-P-R-I-N-G-S.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. State,
uh-huh.
please.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, Colorado.
Thank you. And the
mm-hmm.
zip code, please.
And the zip is 80909.
Phone number to best reach you at, ma'am?
646-577-3406.
Okay, I have 646-577, and then what's after the 77 part?
3406.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me repeat all this information back to you before I move on to the rest of it. I have Yasmin, Yasmin, Mitchell, Mitchell.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the street is going to be 824 Yuma Street. Apartment
yes.
is number is in the APT number 308, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80909. Correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the email address, if you don't want to provide that, that is optional.
Oh yes, I would. It's
okay.
M. As in Mary,
okay.
T as in Tom, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, L as in Larry, Y, M as in Mary, at outlook.com.
So I'm going to spell it back to you. M like in Mary, T like in Tom, C like in Charlie, H like in Hector, L like in Larry, Y like in Yeti, M like in Mary, at outlook.com. And that's outlook.com, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you said M was capitalized, correct? At the beginning of it?
No.
Okay.
No.
I must have just
no, all small.
All over. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I probably did that by muscle memory.
No, that's yeah. Okay. That's
apologies. Okay,
okay,
so mm-hmm. all lowercase. So I got that correct.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay. I am ready for the card information when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, I'm gonna use my Visa.
Okay.
And that number is 4733.
4733 3601 3601 okay 1914 1914 okay 1269 1269 okay
mm-hmm.
expiration
date 225.
CVC number
is 549.
Thank you. 549. Okay. I am going to go ahead and process this order, and that's going to be processed for $97.45 for two of the Alive Again and one of the Aloe Apex is what's on going to be on your order.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's giving me an issue with the addressing, address not found. Let me verify that. So I have for the address, it's 824, and then the street name is YUMA. And then space STREET. Do you spell out street or do you just abbreviate it?
Spell it out, yeah, street. Uh-huh.
Okay.
STREET, street. Uh-huh.
Yes. And then the apartment number was APT number 308, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And Colorado Springs was put together, was separately, not put together, correct?
Right, uh-huh, Colorado Springs.
C-O-L-O-R-A-D-O, Springs, S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Colorado.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the zip code was 80909?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is weird. It's not letting me process it. It's saying address not found. Is it ever abbreviated when something shipped to you for the street?
Well, sometimes it's ST period, but I
let's
don't
try
see
that.
How that should make a problem. That shouldn't.
GPS. That's all I've got to say. Let me try
oh,
that.
Okay.
Let me
okay.
try to see if it verifies. Is able to verify it with that changed. Okay. On the package, does it just have the number 308 whenever you receive anything, or is it apartment APT number sign 308?
Well, sometimes it's just the number sign with 308.
Okay, let's try that. Let's try that.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Okay.
Okay, I'm now gonna. Huh. hey, it's still not able to verify it. This is weird, but nothing's coming up green. Name's showing it's clear.
I wonder if it's my, I don't know, on my credit card here, it says Yasmin M. Mitchell. Maybe that's what the problem is.
Okay, what's just a capital M?
On my credit card, it has my middle initial M.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe.
I'll try that. Let's try that. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. And if it keeps me the same, unable to verify address not found. Am I missing anything from this address, ma'am? I have 824YUMA SST. And I've tried it with it spelled out too. And then that's number sign 308. And I tried apartment number sign 308. Colorado Springs was spelled correctly. Colorado was spelled correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any numbers missing from the zip code?
No, 80909.
Okay, and there's not another zip code for that area that sometimes is used.
No.
I know some places sometimes have two zip codes, depending on
the
area.
Okay.
That is weird. It's not letting me process the order right now. Only thing I can suggest is giving us a call back. In a couple hours to place it.
Okay, did you get the card number in it, right?
It didn't save anything. It tried to process it. Nothing got billed, though.
Okay.
Yeah, none of this is going to be saved. The only thing I can suggest is placing it directly on our website. I can give you our site, so you can go on there and place it, like, online if you want to do that. That's the only other way I can try to assist you. You can place it online, ma'am, would be the only other way. Or give it a couple hours and call back and try again. I'm not sure why it's not verifying it.
Huh.
Yes, ma'am.
That's weird.
If you want to wait on the line for just a moment, I'm going to check with my... my supervisor about what's going on with that. If you want to, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Please stay in line.
Okay. That's weird. Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm checking with them to see if there's possibly an issue with our system.
Okay.
Please stay in line.
Okay. me see. One, two. I don't know what the problem could be. Five, four, nine. That's weird.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just checking with them. I'm waiting for them to look. They're looking into it right now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The only thing I could suggest is if you have a secondary address you can receive mail at, we can try entering that in and see if it takes it.
Well, no, at the bank, that's the address that they have. That's the only address associated with this card number.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have my my P.O. box number.
I'm asking, like, what would be a good secondary address to be have it shipped to?
Well, I could have it shipped to my P.O. box, but...
Let's try that, because I was just told, it looks like my manager just got back to me saying if it's not taking the address and it's correct, to see if you have another address we can ship it to.
Well, I could have it shipped to my P.O. box,
Let's
but
try
then
that.
I'd have to go out and...
Let's try
and,
that,
and
ma'am.
I'd have to go out and pick it up. Okay.
Let's try that, because
okay.
I want you to get your... your product today. We worked so hard on this. So I want you to be able to get that. Let's try the
really
PO box address.
Okay. It's PO box 571.
PO box 571.
And that's in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Same city, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
Springs, Colorado. Okay, Colorado space Springs, Springs, and then the...
Yes, that's just two words. There's no hyphen in between.
Yep. There's no space in between?
Well, there is a space, yeah, but there is no hyphen, you know, no dash in between the two.
Yeah, no, I didn't put a dash. I just put space. Okay, Colorado,
okay.
And then zip code?
80901.
80901. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see if it does it with this.
Yeah, I just
okay.
wanted to be sure it took the payment.
So let me verify that before.
It
hasn't processed
okay.
the payment. Basically, our system goes ahead and once we enter the payment, it first verifies the address before it processes the payment. If it can't verify, it will come back giving us an error message to correct the before it actually bills. That way, we don't, if there's an error, we don't bill you until we know the order goes through and is then it processes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole process. Okay. So I
okay.
have P.O. Box 571, and
mm-hmm.
then it's Colorado Springs, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
80901. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's
yes.
try it. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
P.O. Box 571, Colorado Springs. So it's giving me a suggested address when I try to verify it because it's making sure, double checking. The only difference is it has 4 extra numbers to the zip code. There's 80901-0571. Would that be the correct?
Yeah, that, yes.
I know PO boxes are a little different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a zero in front of my PO box number.
Yeah, no, again, I know PO boxes are a little different. Okay, I accept that, and let's try this. Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I selected the suggested address for the PO box. Ooh, yay. We got it to go through. It processed your order, and your card is going to be billed $97.45. It's being shipped to P.O. Box 571, Colorado Springs, Colorado. And that zip is 80901-0571. So that's where it's going to be shipped to, is your P.O. Box, ma'am.
Okay, I'll just ready have for to your go order? And pick it up.
I'm sorry we couldn't get it shipped to your home. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay,
man.
You ready for your
order? What happened with that?
I don't know. I don't know. But I honestly don't know why it was able to recognize it. But I have an order number for you.
Okay.
21939.
Okay.
Yes, that's your order number, ma'am. And since you put your email in, you should receive confirmation to your email as well.
Okay.
Yep, you should receive confirmation to your email as well. Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. I'm just looking forward to getting that so I can try it.
And you're welcome, ma'am. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, ma'am, for calling Apex Health. And I hope you have a very wonderful day and enjoy the product once you receive it. You should see it in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Apex Health. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.